guys, welcome back to Radio Tenacity. I am back. It's been a long time, but I am back. I just took a little break, you know, just to really just relax. And, you know, I've been putting a lot of work, but, you know, when you have a goal, you don't mind going extra hard to fulfill that goal, and that is what I'm doing. I've been well, I'm healthy and strong, thanks be to God. You know, I'm living very stable, but not comfortable, because there's always more to achieve, you know. And I hope that you guys, your friends, your family are doing great. And I hope that you, any one of you, it may be one person listening to me or 100 people listening to me, it doesn't matter. I hope that each and every single one of you is well and healthy and strong. Let's push through these tough times of pandemic. You know, we got this. We've made it through a year. And let's continue to stay prayed up. Let's continue to take care of ourselves. Let's continue to eat right, exercise, and, you know, remain positive and optimistic. You know, have a positive mindset. Have an optimistic mindset in spite of what's going on. Let me just jump into tonight's topic. I want to talk about saving your money. I know in these times it's very hard to save money, especially, you know, a lot of people lost their income, a lot of people lost their jobs, and all of that, you know. But at the same time, it's kind of like, even if you lost a couple hours, and I'm not talking about people who lost their job entirely, and even that being the case, you know, people who receive unemployment, you know, or people who receive, or just, you know, they're not working full-time but part-time, I'm telling you, you can afford to save at least $5 a week, you know, or $10 a week. I'm telling you, if you don't find time to save, you're gonna be stuck, you know, because I know a lot of people would probably say, I don't have any money to save. I need every single penny. I need every single dime. But at the same time, you know, we got to be smart. We can be receiving all the help from the government and all the help from whatever income we're getting. You know what I mean? And then if we're not saving, it makes no point. It makes no sense. You know, because at the end of the day, you don't want to work and live paycheck to paycheck. You want to work and save some money and keep building and building up your account. You understand what I'm saying? I've learned how to save since I was young. So saving is natural for me. You know what I mean? Even if I work a lot or I don't work a lot, it doesn't matter. It's not about how much you work, it's how much you save. So if you're able to put some change aside, if you're able to put $5 a week aside, or $10 a week, or $20 a week, whatever it is, drop a few dollars into your piggy bank. Drop those things into your piggy bank and put it away. You understand what I'm saying? Like, me personally, I gotta have a tangible piggy bank. Sometimes I know electronically it's easy to transfer funds from your savings account into your checking, so I don't even bother with my, you know, with saving all of my money into my savings account. I have to have something on site, you know what I mean, that I can save and not touch and just have it just to sit there, you know. And it's good to budget your money, you know. And if you are budgeting, you can also save. So at the same time, you know, a lot of we like I said, we might be receiving all the help in the world, and don't be stupid. Don't people do whatever they want with their own money. That's their own money. If you want to use all of your money and not save even $2 out of it, that's your business. That's anybody, that's people's individual choice. What I'm saying is that, you know, don't get too comfortable in receiving help, whether it's from the government, whether it's your income. Always put something aside for rainy days, because rainy days like this happen. Look at the pandemic. Nobody thought it was going to come to pass. Nobody even thought of this. But I'm telling you, a lot of people who are struggling so hard right now, you know, is because, of course, they lost their job. Of course, I'm not talking about those people who lost their job completely. I'm talking about people who just worked and work and spend and spend and spend, and there's no savings, and they could be working a lot of money, but there's no savings. You understand? So that's what I'm saying. It's like, it's not about how much you work, it's how much you save. And a lot of people are struggling right now because they never learned to save their money for rainy days like the pandemic. And of course, you're not going to have it all. Like, your money that you save up is not going to pay all the bills. But at least it's going to lessen the burden that you have on you. And one thing I learned for myself is not to let hard times get me to realize, you know, what's valuable. I learn what's valuable when times are great and everything seems to be going good. That's when I'm like, you know what? I expect the unexpected. Let me start doing this now before this happened. And it's not keeping a negative mindset. It's being realistic. And sometimes, most of the time, every single time, we have to be realistic with our lives and never get too comfortable. So save your stimulus check. Joe Biden signed that stimulus act and people are receiving their $1,400 a check. Good for y'all, because I haven't received mine. Thank God I don't desperately need it. But good for you guys and good for everybody who got it. I hope that you save something out of it just for rainy days. But people do what they want with their money. It's your money. Do what you want. But I'm just saying, just for, you know, just for your own well-being and you know, just save for rainy days. I'm telling you, it goes a long way when you save your money. It goes a very long way when you save your money at the end of the year. Those $5 that you save a week, add that up at the end of the year and see how much you get. Better that than nothing at all. So you see, that makes a big difference. You understand what I'm saying? So cut the excuses. Let's come on, guys. All of us, me included, myself included. Let's just stop the excuses. Let's do what we have to do. Let's save our money and depend on ourselves to take care of ourselves, to feed our families, to do what we have to do to survive. And not wait till times get hard for us to start crying and weeping and begging and complaining. Let's just be ready. Let's be prepared so we don't have to get prepared. Save your money. Save that stimulus check. I'm not saying do what you want to do with your money, but just a word of advice for rainy days. You never know what's going to happen next. Expect the unexpected. Of course, better days are ahead. I'm a positive thinker, but I'm also a realistic thinker as well. Save your money. That stimulus check that you receive, save a portion out of it. Please put stock a portion away. Even if it's 20%, put it away. And I'm telling you, it's going to go a long way. But anyways, y'all do what y'all want because it's y'all money. Good luck to y'all. But the important message here is to save your money. I don't care if it's a dollar a day. Save your money. It makes a big difference. But yeah, thank you guys so much for tuning in. This was not a short conversation. It lasted longer than I thought. But yeah, it's definitely essential. We got this. We can get through this. The pandemic is not going to last long. Stay prayed up. I hope that you guys will have a blessed rest of your work week and stay humble, stay blessed. I will be back with more Radio Tenacity.